Blog Talk Radio.
Nowadays, there are so many of us suffering with autoimmune diseases, and functional medical doctors have discovered that there are really three root causes of all autoimmune diseases. But there's one more piece, the missing piece, that affects women more than men. Stay tuned for some new insights into this autoimmune puzzle. Welcome to the Healthy Baby Boomers Network Blog Talk Radio Show. I'm your host, Dr. Erica Goodstone, licensed mental health counselor, love mentor and relationship healer, somatic body psychotherapist, and health and wellness coach, helping men and women heal their bodies and their relationships through love. Author of the Love Me, Touch Me, Heal Me book series, the romantic novel Love in the Blizzard of Life, and creator of Healing Through Love seminars and the upcoming Love Lessons for the Soul, a 30-day love challenge. This show is all about living your dreams, fulfilling your life purpose, and creating and sustaining love and health and total well-being for the rest of your life, no matter what age you are right now. In every episode, I speak with vibrant, exciting, and positive men and women who are proving that life can and often does get better and better as we reach our 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond. Dr. Keisha Ewers and then reversed her own autoimmune disease. As board-certified functional and advanced Ayurvedic medical practitioner, sexologist, advanced registered nurse practitioner, and a psychotherapist, using her Freedom Framework method, she has also healed thousands of her own patients and teaches in her online certification program how to do this work. Dr. Keisha is a popular speaker, TEDx speaker, best-selling author of Solving the Autoimmune Puzzle, and a radio show host. So it's a pleasure. I'm just delighted to welcome you, Dr. Keisha Ewers.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. This is a passion of mine, and I love to be able to share it with people.
And I know from my own aches and pains and physical issues and from those of so many people that I've loved and known, this is an epidemic, this autoimmune disease that the medical system is not really handling in a preventive way and even in a healing way. So I can't wait to hear about your background, education, training, your own experiences. What led you to become so knowledgeable about autoimmune disease and then to develop a system for healing?
Well, it's true. This is an epidemic. We have so many people that suffer from autoimmune disease and don't even know. That's one of the really sad parts about autoimmunity is people aren't familiar with what the term means, and I'll talk about that in a second, or what it feels like when one's brewing in your body. It can take anywhere from 10 to 30 years to develop a full-blown autoimmune disease, and there are a lot of warning signs before you get to a diagnosis that we aren't trained in our culture to pay attention to. We don't listen to the feedback of our body very well. We just pay attention when the battery's pulled out and we run down. Then we say, what? What's happening? You know, which is exactly what happened to me. I always describe myself as being the roadrunner, and Wile E. Coyote was up on the top of a big cliff and dropped an anvil on my head, and I went splat. And then I stood up and said, am I supposed to be listening to something here? So, and I think that's the way we are in the United States. We're very productivity oriented and very achievement oriented, and we kind of run ourselves, you know, with the no pain, no gain axiom until one day, you know, and I'm going to put this in air quotes, suddenly our life changes. But in fact, it's not suddenly. So 80% of all autoimmune diseases are diagnosed in women. So I wrote this book for men and women, but I really speak a lot to women on stages about this because I want them to understand that the fatigue they're feeling, the lack of libido, the weight changes, the mood issues, the digestive problems, the skin rashes, all of these things, infertility, are actually feedback mechanisms from the body saying something's wrong. And if you don't listen and you keep going on your track and not paying attention, you will hit the brick wall just like I did. So that was 22 years ago. I was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis. And, you know, like I said, I used to work in high-intensity medicine in those days. I was kind of an adrenaline junkie, jumped out of airplanes and ran marathons. I was raising four children. I loved my husband and my family and my life. And then we were packed up to go to Disney World. One day we went to bed to get up to go, and the next day I woke up and I couldn't get out of bed. It was like I had been unplugged from the wall. All my joints were swollen and red, and I was puffy. I'd gained 10 pounds in water weight overnight. And so it felt very sudden. But, you know, as I look back, I realize it really wasn't suddenly. So I went in and I saw my doctor. And yeah, I was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis, and then I said, oh, my grandfather had that, and I never knew him. He died in his 50s, not that much older than I am now. I'm 52, and I think he was 56. And, you know, he spent some time in a wheelchair, and my doctor said, well, you kind of just drew the short end of the genetic lottery there, you know, the short straw. And so she gave me prescriptions for the same thing we give today, methotrexate, and non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, and sent me on my way. And I said, I remember clearly asking, is there anything in my food that could be causing this? Is there anything else? You know, is there something I should be paying attention to? And she said, no, it's genetic. So when you get worse, come back and see me, and we'll up your, you know, we'll go to a different class of drugs. And, you know, we're still doing that exact same thing with that exact same response if people ask about diet today. Rheumatologists are still doing this today, 22 years later. So I went home.
Well,
and
I can share with you that I went to a doctor. This is many years ago, and I got diagnosed with psoriatic arthritis. So I thought he was going to say, he said, we have lots of things we can do. So I thought he was going to say, you can go for physical therapy, you can watch your diet. And he said, methotrexate. And
right.
I just looked at him and said, there is no way I'm taking that. And then I went to a holistic practitioner, and I mentioned the drug, and the look in her eye when I said methotrexate was enough. So I had that same
experience.
That's
exactly what I never took it either. And I'm telling you, I think that was one of the best choices I made, you know, in this process, was not to take those drugs and to do my own research. And what I discovered when I started looking in the medical research on PubMed was, oh, yoga has some interesting effects with autoimmunity. So I went to my first yoga class, and then I learned how to meditate. And I learned about Ayurvedic medicine, which is the sister science of yoga. And I went home and I looked that up on the internet. And I discovered that Ayurvedic medicine, which is a 5,000-year-old framework of medicine from India, talks about the fact that we're not all the same. Well, to me, I don't know how this hits you, but that was revolutionary to me at that time of my life. I first of all, wouldn't have known an herb if it had bitten me in the bottom. Secondly, I was in the standard American medical model so fully that, you know, the food pyramid was still something that I thought had some validity. And, you know, I didn't understand why when I gave a medication to five different people, they had five different reactions, because we were standardizing medicine. Evidence-based standardized medicine is the goal of our model, and it's impossible. It's an impossible task to achieve because we are not standardized people. We are not the same. And people expect the same outcomes, you know, from their doctors. It's why we have such a litigious society and everyone's getting sued. It's like, well, but you're not the same as this other person. And we just don't understand that. And we don't listen to, you know, these individual responses from our bodies. So it turns out that Ayurvedic medicine says that any autoimmune disease is undigested anger. That was interesting. I thought,
wow.
Anger? I'm not angry. I was one of the biggest people pleasers you could ever meet. You talk about subjugating everything that I'd ever had in childhood into my body. I mean, I just repressed everything, and I was just nice to everyone. And so when in my meditation one day, I started looking at the word autoimmune, and I realized I was killing myself. Autoimmune means you're committing suicide. You're killing yourself. And I thought, oh, why? When's the first time I wanted to die? And that was another life-changing moment for me. So I started going back in my meditation, sort of following this little breadcrumb trail back into my childhood, and I landed at the first time I wanted to die that I remembered was my 10-year-old little girl self who was being sexually abused by the vice principal of my elementary school. And I thought, well, of course I'm angry. I've never, ever really given this any kind of light. And I've just gone on in my life, you know, putting it in a little black box. Well, when you do that, that black box eventually opens up. And one of the things that there's a study that I talk about in my book, Solving the Autoimmune Puzzle, and it's called the Adverse Childhood Experiences Study. And it was conducted by the Centers for Disease Control and Kaiser Permanente, and it had over 17,000 participants in it. It was a huge study. And, you know, very, very laudable study, you know, conductors there that were doing it. And what they looked at was whether or not the people that were dropping out of Kaiser Permanente's weight loss program were reporting sexual abuse. So they were wondering, is there a link between childhood abuse and adult obesity? And what they started realizing is it went much deeper than that, that over two-thirds of the people in that over 17,000 participant study reported an ACE score, or an adverse childhood experience, of at least one. And the higher the score, the higher the risk of developing a chronic illness, an addiction, sedentary lifestyle, self-neglect, obesity, relationship problems, you know, all of the things that we see that don't lead to a happy life in adulthood, that this was actually linked to these early childhood experiences. Well, that's not really a surprise to those of us that live in the world of psychotherapy and medicine, but it was good to have the science behind it, to be able to say, look, you know, this really, really impacts us. And if you have an ACE score of 6 or more, you have a higher risk of living 20 years less than the average lifespan of an adult human being. And so this is something to really look at. So I conducted my own study, because I hadn't heard of the ACEs study yet, when I was having my patients come in and talking about low libido. And I started seeing that, you know, if I would ask them this very simple question, so you have low libido, do you like your partner? That seems like such an obvious question. And my patients would start crying all the time. Well, he doesn't pay me, you know, the kind of attention emotionally that I would like, or he had an affair 5 years ago. I've forgiven him, but I don't want to have sex with him anymore. Or I just got a promotion and my job is crazy busy, or my kid is a special needs kid and am I just crazy busy. And they would think hormones were going to fix all that. So I did a study called the HURT study, Healing Unresolved Trauma. And what I discovered is that when a woman has early childhood trauma, that it actually impacts her health, hypertension, chronic illnesses, autoimmunity, and libido, cancers, all of these things. So I basically did the ACE study on a smaller cohort before the ACE study was being published. So two studies that indicate our childhood experiences impact us. And so when I wrote this in the book, I said, so here's the ACE quiz you can take, the same one that those over 17,000 people took. But when you get that score, you're not meant to then sit there and say, oh, well, then it's all my mom's fault, or my vice principal's fault, or my dad's fault, or my life circumstance's fault, right? it's meant to give you some information and say, oh, I really need to get under this, because all of that can be changed. And that's what I did. So I was diagnosed at the age of 32. 6 months later, my RA was reversed, and I've never had autoimmune disease since, because I went after that thing that I saw in meditation. Oh, my abuse. That's the fourth piece of the I call it the missing piece of the autoimmune puzzle. Leaky gut is one of them, so your digestion is everything. Your digestion has to be healthy. The second one is exposure to toxins. Definitely, you can get cancer and autoimmune disease when you have a bunch of toxicity you've been exposed to and you can't get rid of it because of the third one, which is your genetics. But the fourth piece of that puzzle, because I always think about it as, you know, the four corners of your puzzle that you always, when you're putting a puzzle together, you go for those four corners first. The fourth one is your adverse childhood experiences. That's the one that gets ignored. And that's the one where I have patients that come to me from all over the world that have seen functional medicine doctors, and they've spent thousands of dollars on supplements and testing and dietary protocols, and they're not 100% better yet. And it's because they're not dealing with that fourth piece of the puzzle, the part that is in between your ears. You have to work on that. And you can't just work on that. You also have to work on diet.
I'd like to interject something here. I went to the live event, The Truth About Cancer, 2 years in a row, and I've listened to autoimmune disease summits online, and very little talk about the mind-body connection. And I've trained in body therapies. I studied Ayurveda many years ago, not in depth, but I had studied it. So, and Chinese medicine and Japanese theory of shiatsu and all of that always talks about the whole body, the emotions, and everything connected. So the piece in here that so many people don't really want to face is that it takes work. You have to look at your stuff and make some changes and look back at painful past experiences.
Oh, it's just so true. And, you know, a lot of times I find my female patients with autoimmune disease in particular hang out in a victim space. You know, they have had, there's not one person that has autoimmune disease that doesn't have some kind of trauma. And I would like to differentiate the word trauma, because people will say, well, I wasn't sexually abused or I wasn't beaten by my parent. But I really believe now, and I'm curious about your opinion about this as a therapist yourself, I really believe now that there's no child that comes out of childhood without trauma of some kind, because the bar is set wherever your bar is. If you trip in the lunchroom in front of a cute boy or cute girl in middle school and humiliate yourself, that's trauma. If you can't make it to the top of the rope in the presidential challenge in PE, that's traumatic. It's public, you know, and whatever you make up about yourself in your head is the belief system that then informs your behaviors in adulthood. It informs what you put on the end of your fork, what you put in your cup, how you spend your time, the level of self-care you're willing to give to yourself. And each one of those events can be reframed. And that's the beautiful part of having a fully developed brain, because our brains aren't fully developed till we're 26 years old. So in childhood, we make up stuff that's very self-centered. You know, I'm not good enough, I'm not worthy, I'm not deserving, I'm not safe, I'm not whatever it is, which is true for the wise mind of the child in that moment, but it's not likely true for the adult that's having the same belief later, 20 years down the road. And so, you know, the ability to be able to go back and reframe those beliefs, I call that reframing so you can reclaim your power, gets you on that road of healing. Where if it's still driving in the subconscious background of your mind, then it's what's causing you to reach for the sweets. You know, when you say, I can't give up sweets, or I can't give up gluten, or I can't stop drinking wine, or I can't give up caffeine, or whatever it is, it's because of that belief of the child. And so it has to happen that we go and we examine those. And, of course, there's philosophers from early days that said that, right?
There is another aspect, and that's the social life around us. Everybody is drinking the wine, and you're offered dessert everywhere. you know,
right.
And people say, oh, come on, have a piece, even though you say, I don't want it. So there is,
right.
You know, your community and your lifestyle. But the other piece is that so many people and medical professionals blame it on genetics. So we
right.
put that in those four corners. They put genetics as the major one. Childhood abuse is a really tiny issue rather than what it really is.
Right. Well, the thing of it is, you know, if you've ever been afraid, you know, like in a kind of place where you've been rejected, maybe you had two friends on the playground when you were in third grade and the next day they turned on you, right? That causes fear inside of you.
Yeah.
It's rejection. We're biologically mm-hmm. wired to be afraid of that, because if we're cast out of the tribe, then the saber-toothed tiger can eat us in the forest, right? So we
mm-hmm.
start this fight-or-flight mechanism. And the fight-or-flight mechanism, that releases cortisol into your system, which breaks down your gut lining, and that then gets your immune system activated, which then activates your genetics. All of this stuff is not separate. Every single thing of the four corners, the adverse childhood experiences activate your genetics. Toxicity activates your genetics. Leaky gut activates your genetics. Your genetics actually impact how well you do with your neurotransmitters in your brain when you do therapy. You know, if you have
mm-hmm.
cravings for sugar
yes.
because you have dopamine problems genetically, you know. So they're all intertwined, which is why I address all four of them. It's really important that you don't just focus on one, because you will not get all the way better.
So let me ask a question. How does someone recognize and prevent an autoimmune disease?
Well, like I was saying, you know, the fatigue that people feel is a number one. That, you know, people will often say, okay, I just need to have some coffee. Coffee is not what your body's asking for. There's a root problem to that fatigue, and being willing to examine the why I have this fatigue instead of how do I get rid of it. It's a mindset, and it's a shift that has to happen. So fatigue is the biggest one. Any kind of inflammatory process, you know, inflammation of the skin, of the joints, of the muscles, of the ligaments, anything that's painful. And, you know, again, Advil isn't getting rid of the root problem. It's making your gut wall worse. Any digestive issue where you're having urgency, you know, I have patients that have come to me. I live in Seattle, and we have a couple of bridges you have to go across to get to the city. And I have patients that have come to me that won't go across the bridges anymore because they're afraid they'll have to go to the bathroom. You know, that's so limiting in your life to have to be that tied to, I have to be near a toilet because my digestion's not working properly, or they don't go to the bathroom for 5 days, you know. All these things are signals from your body. My acne when I was a teenager was so bad, and I had constant strep throat when I was young and took a ton of antibiotics for it. You know, all of those things were warnings to me that I was really actually genetically allergic to gluten. I had no idea. My whole family is really allergic to gluten, and now we know. But in those days, it was making me sick. You know, I would always have congestion in my head, and then congestion is a great place for bacteria and viruses to grow, so I was always getting strep throat. And, you know, I took a ton of antibiotics. Again, not getting to the root problem. So you really do have to take a look at, what are the things that are happening for you? Do you have itchy ears all the time? Do you have dandruff? Do you have each one of these things? You know, is actually your body saying, I'm out of balance. And get to the root of it. Say, why and what is it you need, body? And if you can't figure that out, then you need to go in and have, I always say, test, don't guess. Get some get to the root problem kind of testing. And you can see examples of that. My website is drkeesha.com, drkeesha.com. And in the store, there I have some lab kits. Those kinds of labs are what you're looking for. You're looking for the things that really look at the root, not at band-aiding. So preventing is getting your body in balance, having good energy, waking up rested from your sleep, being able to sleep. That's a huge thing. Being able to hit your head on the pillow and fall asleep. You know, so many people suffer from insomnia, and they drink alcohol.
Asleep. A lot of people wake up often during the night. But I would like to ask you to please tell us about your Freedom Framework method. What's involved? What do you do?
So the Freedom Framework are the sides of the puzzle. You know how when we put a puzzle together, we get those four corners that we just talked about, and then we look for the edge pieces. So it's four different sides of your puzzle. The first one is uncovering root cause. And so the uncovering root cause will be in the body, the mind, the heart, the spirit, and in the story. And then the second part of that is to confront the data. So that means lab testing, looking at, have you gained 20 pounds in, 3 months or a year, or have you lost 10 pounds in a month? You know, what's your scale telling you? What's your blood pressure cuff telling you? What's the lab data telling you? What's your energy, your libido level? That's the uncover, right? Or the confront the data. Then you want to connect the dots. That's the third one, between your behaviors and what this data is telling you. So in other words, is the sugar that you're eating causing this trouble? And we look at that. We really want to connect those dots between behaviors and life choices and what your health looks like today, and then change those. And then the last one is creating the life you want with intention. And so it's these four C's. And so I often talk about, these beliefs we carry from childhood, from meanings we made up, from events that we experienced. And I call that the factory default settings of your life. And it will run you, those beliefs. They will run you until, like I said before, you start examining them. When you get a new phone or a new computer, it's very rare that someone takes it out of the box and just starts using it as it is. We always want to upgrade it in some way. We want to put a screensaver that we like. We want the colors. We want to, we want to individualize it. So this is what, as an adult, you get an opportunity to do, is upgrade from those beliefs from childhood and really create the life that you want with this intention instead of from default. Because default will keep you doing the same things over and over again, and if you don't feel good, then you're just going to keep not feeling good.
Wow. So tell us again, we're running out of time. Please tell us again how people can get in touch with you, how they can get your book.
My book is on Amazon. It's called Solving the Autoimmune Puzzle, The Woman's Guide to Reclaiming Emotional Freedom and Vibrant Health. And you can reach me by my website, which is drkeesha, drkeesha.com. And I have a health coaching program for people that want to do what I do but think that ship has sailed. You know, a lot of people with autoimmune disease that have reversed it, or children with autoimmune diseases that they've helped reverse, are so smart. I don't know if you've noticed that. Like, I have patients that come in with these binders that are tabbed and highlighted, and they're smarter than most doctors. They just need to know how to individualize their information. I call them summit junkies. They've gone to a million live events and summits, and they really have a ton of information. They just need to know how to put that to work. Well, health coaching is fantastic for that. And so I teach them to be integrative medicine health coaches and do this work. So that information is on there. And then I have some do-it-yourself kinds of programs online for people that are self-starters and they like digital online programs. And then you can work with me one-on-one from anywhere in the world. We use video conferencing. So there are several different options. And we have a newsletter that's full of recipes and ideas and tips and a great blog. So there's a lot there.
Wow, you are providing such valuable healing to the world right now, and we need it. So thank you so much for sharing your time with me today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me here and for the work that you're doing in the world. It's fantastic.
Thank you. And I am your host, Dr. Erica Goodstone, saying goodbye for now. Please visit my website, healthybabyboomersnetwork.com. to get your free report about how to live to 100 and beyond and be healthy. It's simple, not as complex as Dr. Keisha's work. And I have an upcoming Love Lessons for the Soul. So if you want to get down to those issues and clear it out, this is your opportunity. I look forward to speaking to you again soon.